WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The NTSB today informing residents in East Palestine, Ohio, that it officially determined the cause of last year's toxic train derailment.
Failure of the L1 bearing on the 23rd rail car in the consist that overheated and caused the axle to separate.
That's the NTSB's Michael Graham. The NTSB also confirmed that a temperature detector about 20 miles away failed to detect the elevated temperature in that bearing. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting today with his Israeli counterpart and saying Israel must do more to protect civilians in Gaza. The judge who oversaw former President Trump's criminal hush money trial modified the gag order. Trump now allowed to discuss the jurors and witnesses in the trial. The Supreme Court will issue opinions over the next 3 days with major cases outstanding, including whether the former president's immune to prosecution, and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in the Northern Mariana Islands ahead of his plea deal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A large fight between multiple children and parents happened Monday afternoon on Madison's South Side, and it ended in police arresting a man. The Madison Police Department was told just before 6 p.m. that 10 to 20 children and their parents were fighting on the 2900 block of Traceway Drive. Officers said that people on both sides were throwing rocks at each other and threatening to fight one another. The Madison Police Department noted a gun was also mentioned. Police spoke with several people at the scene and reported no gun was found. Officers took a 32-year-old man into custody for alleged disorderly conduct. The National Weather Service confirmed on Monday night that two more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on June 22nd, one in Argyle, where the tornado struck at 135 miles per hour. The main damage was to the Apple Grove Lutheran Church. Another tornado hit Belmont with estimated peak winds of 80 miles per hour. This marks eight tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service that touched down this past weekend. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the mid-70s for the rest of this week. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 85 degrees.
99.7.
We'll be right back. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on 99.7 Max FM, streaming on the free Civic Media app as we finish up the workday, another 50-minute music hour with No Doubt.
Max FM.
Yeah. Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
Said it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, I am stepping in for Aaron. He had to step out and take care of some stuff. So, yes, that I fill in for a little bit. So, everything is good. So, I figure, all right, we might as well do a little talking. And then, like I said, Aaron will be back tomorrow night. Just had to step away for a few minutes. So, you know, what is a good dinner meal? That's what I'm trying to figure out today. We had decided on Sunday we were going to make a trip over to one of the meat markets. They had some specials going on. And I'm like, I can get the smoker out. We hadn't done that in a while. So Sunday, we actually got the smoker out and smoked some meat. And, well, you know what? They had ribs on special. We got a whole pork butt as well. So I'm like, we got a few options here. And so we decided we make spork, do that pork butt, and that's going to be used for sandwiches. And some of that goes in the freezer. Well, we had ribs smoked as well. So that is dinner tonight. So if, Wendy, you're listening, we're having barbecue ribs tonight. I also do homemade barbecue sauce as well. So one of my favorites. Now, tomorrow night, I smoke chicken wings, so I'm looking forward to that. But what I need to find is that I've been out and about, and they have this kind of a sweet chili sauce. If anyone knows where to find that, text me and let me know. I'd appreciate that. You can send it over to the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 608-355-9970. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers sent Bryce Wilson to the mound tonight as they meet the Texas Rangers in Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers have won two straight, including last night's 6-3 win over the Rangers in the series opener. Reliever Trevor Megill earning his 16th save last night. He's taken over the anchor spot of the bullpen at the start of the season with Devin Williams sidelined. The key to thriving in the ninth inning?
Knowing hitters, you know, just having a game plan going in instead of just, you know, throwing hard and having stuff be the only thing you're going with. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing.
Round one of the NBA draft just around the corner. The league's future stars gathering at Barclays Center in Brooklyn tomorrow night. The Bucks have a pick in the first round, number 23, barring a trade. Midwest League resumes after an off day yesterday. Beloit is at Cedar Rapids and South Bend is at Wisconsin. American Association Lake Country is at Milwaukee. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Let's get down to it.
like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world?
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Prince, Purple Rain on Max FM.
Purple rain. can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday afternoon. Okay, I'm going to say this. It definitely felt like a Monday today. I think sleep got messed up a little bit last night because we were keeping an eye on weather. Corey Hartman was very busy with that last night in the studio. And now today I'm kind of feeling like I'm paying the price for that. And just been an interesting day throughout the day. Never a dull moment, but hey, it could be worse. Just saying. So, and you know what? We're almost halfway through the work week. I'm kind of going to look at the positive side of this, right? We're already at Tuesday. Wednesday's right here. That means we're halfway through the week, so that's a good thing. And I did look a little bit further ahead at the forecast, and I'm thinking, you know, Saturday afternoon's looking kind of decent as well as Sunday. So also some good things after all the weather we've had. So let's just get through the rest of the week, and it'll be good by the weekend. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch at Baraboo. Speaking of weather, we'll have a look at that as well. Music by The Fix on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We'll also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash and Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get six for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a slight shower chance, and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a high around 80 to the low 80s. And lots of sunshine and in the upper 70s on Thursday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return Thursday night and Friday.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Look around, grass is high, fields are ripe.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. Coming up after 5, we will have a look at national news, local news with Finn. A look at weather. We'll get back into some more music with Tom Cochran on Max FM.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
More 99.7 Max FM.